for me.
Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time! When the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
Revolution in the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw!
Gotta give. Come on down and join us at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com. This is the Revolution in the Morning Show, and it's all day two for Tuesday. Well, for me it is. Don't forget tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., the Trump assassination files. And, of course, your morning dose of news, information, and just plain truth and muckraking of the moronic class that has seized control of this country. The question is, when and how did the inmates get control of the asylum? Sad facts are they were elected. They were selected by two private corporations, the Democrat and Republican parties, for the most part in these United States. Those two private corporations put forth your selected candidates. The field is so narrow, you got two choices. The highway to hell, or the slow boat to hell. Either way, that's what they're doing. Either way, that's what we see. That's what we end up with. Corruption. So come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We will try to bring you the truth, not the mainstream scripted media. Yeah. 8 to 10 a.m., the Revolution in the Morning Show. Streaming around the world, iTunes, talkstreamlive.com. Tune in, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomini, Open Radio app, Roku TV even. So, on multiple platforms, doing audio, no video. I know a lot of places and a lot of folks like to see their talking heads. It doesn't really matter to me if they look like a vegetable, cauliflower, broccoli. It might remind me of Joe Biden, but it doesn't matter to me. It's the information and the sincerity of it that the presenter is giving you. He's not reading off a script prepared by, you know, a bunch of political lackeys looking to twist your brain into a knot. We have enough of that already masquerading as news. ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News, CNN, CNBC, and of course their online prostitute affiliates. But never forget the traditional mockingbird media. Never forget the CIA MK Ultra program. And of course, they're, how should we say it? The purchasing of news reporters in every major outlet. But today we see that in the open because with the Democrats controlling 8 years of the Obama administration, you know, the Obama administration for 8 years, and then with the Hillary Clinton campaign, you saw a clear bias in the media. In fact, here's a statistic for you. In fact, only 3 out of 10 professional journalists. Now, of course, they haven't asked me. They haven't asked the people here at Revolution Radio, the citizen journalists out here. They didn't ask us. But only 30%. In other words, the real truth, which they don't want to print it this way. 30% of journalists do not believe in giving equal coverage to all sides of an argument or a political debate. In other words, they're already biased pimps. 70%. See, when they wrote this news article that I read, they said only 30% of journalists believe in, you know, in equal time, equal press for, you know, the opposition. Only 30% believed that that should happen. See, they didn't want to write it that 70% of journalists believed nobody that their only point of view that should be given is the liberal point of view that they have. And that censorship. And that the other people must be censored. Because deplatforming them in the news media, that is censoring. Deplatforming them online. That shit is as un-American as it can get. And you wonder why, you know, I would rather puke. I would rather get sick and throw up than be forced to watch CNN. I mean, because it's going to damage your brain. Because of the algorithms. Because of the repetitive nature of it. It is damaging. It is like sending your kid to the KKK Antifa school of Marxism and hate. And then they come back from college and they wonder what the hell happened to their boy. What happened to their little girl? Ooh, I don't even recognize this girl. The indoctrination education system today in America is one of the things that's destroying these United States. Yeah. Of course, remember the leaked audio days after the 2016 election about Ukraine and how Joe Biden told the Ukrainian government that they had to get all their shit done before Trump come into office because they didn't want Trump seeing what the administration was doing in Ukraine. Joe Biden will not go to prison as he should. His son Hunter, who should be in prison today, the crack-weighing, gun-toting, naked, whoremongering with of course, Russians. And don't forget, you know, Hunter Biden got his dad involved in an escort business run by Russian mafias. Nothing to see here. Please move along. Yeah. There's a reason that all this money and everything is going to Ukraine. It's to work to bankrupt the United States of America. That's what it's about. It's to give the benefit. It's basically paying homage and benefit to the New World Order run by the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab is your prima facie international terrorist. Any nation in this world, every nation in this world should be looking at Canada right now and should see the foreign influence by the World Economic Forum, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, and others. I can't think and name all the groups, but these people have used stealth. They've used candidates that have lied. And then those candidates, when they were elected, they appointed fellow conspirators to places within the government. It's essentially what happened to our government. That corrupted elected officials and others, once they got in the office, they made hiring decisions that destroyed our government on purpose so it could be used as a tool. It could be weaponized. That's what really happened to our government on the basic, stripped out, gutted view level, you know, the 20,000 foot view. You know, it used to, America used to be this beautiful woodland of democracy, constitutional republic. And today you can look and you can see it's just been clear-cutted, that the forestry, the tapestry of America has been clear-cutted by the professional political scum-sucking bastards that have enriched themselves, like Nancy and Paul Pelosi. I'm sorry, I think that bitch should be in prison. In fact, any person in the financial markets that would do what Hillary Clinton did it too. But what Nancy Pelosi is doing right now with her shares of the electronic giant NVIDIA that she bought, that her and her husband bought, $8 million worth of stock options, by the way. As Nancy Pelosi is negotiating a $1 billion deal for chip manufacturers in the United States of America. Listen, if that's not a quid pro quo, what the hell is? Well, Nancy's on the inside track. She knows what's going on in negotiations. She goes home and tells her husband, and he goes out and buys the stock. And they say, oh, it's no problem. It's a major problem. Because it is a systemic corruption from the top of an organization that goes to the bottom of it. I used to work for a pizza delivery place in Roanoke, Virginia. You know, the owner, bastard, he kept two sets of books. He would let you work 60 hours a week, but he would have plan A and plan B. And he would put all your other 20 hours of overtime on another pay schedule. Roll it forward, he said. You know, and I should have turned this son of a bitch in then when it happened. I should have just turned him in right there, okay? But I didn't. I let so much shit slide in the past. When I became aware again in my life after playing Rip Van Winkle and this and obstructed sleep apnea. You know, when I woke up, it was like being reborn. But I'm still carrying all my old baggage. But my mind's fresh. My mind's alert. My mind's aware. I'm not in that sleep dream world. And then you start to actively change. And of course, you know, as you don't let shit slide. You can't. The stuff that I let go years ago, or, you know, I have to own that, you know. I have to admit, you know, it was my failure because I didn't put my foot down. Because I didn't speak up. Because I didn't raise my voice. Because I did not take action. And And it's a whole new world, baby. I got on Revolution Radio, and I've been trying to get some grip, get some traction ever since. And sometimes that traction comes from a controversy. It comes from another happening in your life where you and like me and the rest of the people in the world have to stand up and say, hell no, I'm not taking this shit anymore. And we can see it. Let's not lie to ourselves, man. You know, we can see it happening around the world. The protests in Argentina now against their socialist stupidity. Just like the farmers across Europe and the farmers in Spain and now, you know, and the fishermen and the people are banding together because of the national socialism and the centralized control over freedom. And then the people in power that don't really service the people of any country, they service the infrastructure of power and greed and money that was there when they got there. Yeah, you want to know what's wrong with our government for the most part, the people that get elected today? They are groomed into a corrupted political system. And they think that's the norm. You know, Adam Schiff, you know, Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, you know, and Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, all these sons of bitches, they get into this system and the system grinds them down and grinds them up or spits them out. And it grinds that cog. No matter who you send to Washington, D.C., this is the main reason you need term limits. Because the system of corruption will grind the cog to fit the system. And until somebody goes in there, somebody like me maybe, that goes in there with a crowbar. With a big digging iron, with a piece of steel as big as round as you can carry, and you throw it in the gears of the machine. And then you start pointing out the failed cogs in that machine. At what point? I think everybody has to ask themselves, at what point? At what point does government become dysfunctional? At what point do the American people need to step up and say, hell no, we are not going to take it. We have watched this circle of bullshit go on in Washington, D.C., that's if enough people will be aware, if enough people will break out of their stupor, their duplicity of thought. Wasn't right before the show. Eric on Twitter. I don't know what his screen name was. I didn't even bother looking at it. Just a liberal troll. Another liberal troll. While the ACLU is bitching and moaning about the Department of Homeland Security buying geolocation data, which anybody can do because the people have opted in because of their stupid shit for brains, or, you know, they don't think about it. The American Civil Liberties Union is upset that 300 and some thousand data geo-tracking locations were used in some corridor in I believe it was Texas or Arizona. I'm not sure. And, you know, so this guy's, and, you know, I'm like, here's another case where liberals are essentially trying to say that geolocation data is so important and it's so specific that you can track a person right to where they're at. Meanwhile, libertards across the internet and Eric claim that, oh God, you know, that's totally different, that the geo tracking in the 2000 Mules video is hocus pocus and schmocus. And, you know, look, these effing assholes are worse than the flat earthers. They're more deluded than the hijacker. And let me tell you what, that's saying something. These people are nuts. They cannot take simple scientific principles and apply them from one topic to another because their subconscious is so biased and so corrupted. They cannot function. Without the liberal coping mechanisms planted in their subconscious. The duplicity of how and what Democrats say and do, just as they picking the people out of a crowd on January 6th. Using that in combination with video. But you can't use in combination with video and some cell phone tracking mule for 2020 vote scam. Sure. Okay. You believe in the Easter Bunny too?
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. some consider my efforts to be an underground law school, I am not an attorney and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! All right. Good tunes here. Lowrider. Hey, come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Hey, that'll teach me to stay the hell off Facebook and Twitter between the break, won't it? Come on down, get us, find out news and information that you can use so you won't go through this world like a delusional fool. Speaking of delusional fools, Hannah Segelson, yes, April 18th, 2020, did a slander job on Donald Trump, claiming that he is addicted to Adderall. Yes, of course, the main witness says, oh my God, I saw Donald Trump come out of a dressing room with Adderall coming out of his nose. Damn, man, this guy got some good eyesight. Isn't Adderall a clear liquid? Yeah, maybe Donald was snorting some cocaine with Elvis. Elvis was the pothead, wasn't he? Yeah, now that might have been, you know, some other stars that they were sharing straws with at the time, maybe. I don't know. I don't care. Oh, God, I know the shit I used to do in the past. I'm not that same person today. That's for damn sure. But it's sheer crazy. It is liberal idiocracy. Yeah. Oh, man, here's a great segue into this. How should we say this? A report come out, and I talked about the other week that the transcripts from the prosecutor that was handling the what was the pervert's name? Roman Polanski. Okay. Roman Polanski. In a 2010 deposition, the prosecutor of the case said that he reneged on an agreement that was supposedly made by the county and by prosecutors and others to spare Roman Polanski any jail time. When at Jack Nicholson's house during a photo shoot, he drugged a young girl, age of 15, made her, half helpless, and then she was, the rest of it was just, you know, the Harvey Weinstein effect, where the big Hollywood producer, Hollywood producer, award-winning Hollywood producer, who would believe her and the power he had. So the judge told them that he didn't care what agreement they had. He was going to sentence Roman Polanski to jail. In other words, he basically would not accept a plea bargain. And this is Roman Polanski's so-called excuse for fleeing right before the trial, claiming he could not get a fair trial. Hey, could that 15-year-old girl, was she treated fairly? Yeah. I didn't think so. It's a pretty shitty thing. And the other question is, you know, who assisted Roman Polanski to flee the country? And did the DA's office and his lawyer's office essentially participate in that? I don't know what the statute of limitations on crimes like that are, but, you know, I think it's always a good time to remind Hillary Clinton that nobody has 56 friends commit suicide or die under very mysterious and unusual circumstances, particularly when they all have damaging evidence against you. And I would just tell Hillary Clinton, her minions, along with the Bush gang banging, coke dealing, crackhead sons of bitches, the statute of limitations on murder, there is none. You will always be liable through the rest of your natural lives for prosecution. But I don't believe Hillary and Bill Clinton would surrender themselves. They would go like in a bunker with suicide pills, claiming their innocence and saying they would be so persecuted they could never get a fair trial. Blah, 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 blah. Anybody believe General Flynn got a fair trial? Not chance. And anybody believe Michael Sussman got a fair trial? Yeah. Hey, I got some land to sell you. It's it hasn't formed yet. There's a volcano in the ocean, and it's building, and we're pre-selling the land from, you know, Stupid Stan. So if you want to get in on the ground floor of the opportunity to get land before it is formed, you should contact us. Boy, that would be a great scam, wouldn't it? Find a place where there's a volcano or an island forming because of currents and whatever, and then, you know, pre-sell that land as it, you know, rises above the water after 10 years. People would be stupid enough to buy that. I mean, they really would. I'm sorry. Just, you know, people are stupid. God bless them. They're worrying about feeding their family. They're worrying about doing their kids. They've narrowed, you know, their knowledge base down to a, you know, one specific topic usually. And then they have just hobbies in their family. You know, most people don't want to be bothered with the bullshit of politics because you can't tell who's lying. I mean, let's be honest, you know, Hillary Clinton. I mean, that woman lied through her teeth and smile at you at the same time. And as professional politicians are taught to do, to lie. To essentially get in and have prid quo sessions. Ugh. Yeah, it's madness. It's madness. The Pulitzer Prize Board for journalists has come out and said, sorry, but we found no problems. We didn't see any problems with the Pulitzer Prize awards they gave for reporting on the Trump-Russia collusion. Wow. Can you believe it? The Pulitzer Prize is now giving news and journalism awards for fiction. Something that is told or written that is not a fact. A made-up story. A canard. The prestige of their organization is, you know, like online. Yes, the Pulitzer Board said two reviews found no problems in Russiagate coverage that won a 2018 award for the toilet paper of record, the New York Times, and the Washington Compost. For their complete lies. It wasn't flawed coverage. It was a load of lies. It was a false story. And it will always be false. Because, hey, during the Michael Sussman trial, we know the foreign national spy, Christopher Steele, was hired by Hillary Clinton to interfere with the presidential election and plant information within the FBI and then have a swarm attack, so to speak, of leaks about the so-called dossier. Now, you know, I agree and disagree with people about parts of the dossier. But there's one thing that I do know. The idea that there was only 17 memos and 35 pages is just effing horse shit. I know I'm getting into tonight's show, but this Russiagate stuff. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. Okay? How the system, the criminal and politicized system of government that we have targeted Donald J. Trump because he is a threat to their continuing planned destruction of America. And it is a planned destruction. There's no doubt it was planned. You know, if Deborah Brix and Dr. Fauci are not brought up on high treason charges, are not brought up on charges of withholding information and data from the decision makers of the bureaucracy, or I should say of the political system that's supposed to control the bureaucracy. If they withheld this information, then they not only obstructed justice, but they potentially killed and murdered tens of thousands of people. And I'll tell you right now, those clot shots are going to hurt more people than they help in the end. But the Russiagate coverage, a coup against President Trump, led by Hillary Clinton, Perkins Coie, Michael Sussman, that shitbag, what's his name, Mark Elias. And, you know, the worst part of it is they did it under the color of attorney-client privilege. That the conspiracy that we're seeing is being covered up. And just as Michael Cohen's 1.3 million pieces of paperwork and files that were seized, that only 26 or so of those files were said to be attorney-client privilege and work product, so to speak, protected work product. And then when you get to the Michael Sussman trial, you got 1,500 pages and emails that are withheld. It's a joke. This dual justice system that we have. And, you know, this is just another confirmation that the whole system has been corrupted from the top to the bottom. Yeah. It's crazy. Well, I guess it's no more stupid than this, really. Japan offices install nap boxes. Yeah, nap boxes. So workers can sleep standing up during their shift. Aitoki nap boxes are designed for staff to nap standing up while working long hours at offices in Japan. Yeah, that's what stagflation does for you. That's what having, you know, shitty work regulations. That's what having a corporate structure that is more like your master and you're obedient. Now, remember, New World Order says, you know, of the 500 million people that are allowed to live on the planet when they're done, that 200 million have to be Japanese and Chinese, I guess because they're the most subservient slaves that the elite can find. And if I'm working at a job and I gotta sleep standing up, or I gotta sleep on the job because I'm working such long hours, Ain't happening. Sorry. Not gonna happen with this guy. Yeah. Meanwhile. Gosh. Brazilian butt lifts. Oh, yeah. Brazilian butt lifts become one of the most deadliest cosmetic surgeries around. Yes, everybody wants to suck some fat off their hips and inject it in their ass. I don't know why. I guess because they feel unhappy with themselves. But I think that's just stupid. anyway, so it's becoming quite often a, how should we say it, a deadly trip for many. In 2017, for example, the highest rate of death of any cosmetic surgery in the U.S. was, that's right, Brazilian butt lifts. Now, remember, I think Joan Rivers was going in for a nose job when she died. But then again, she gave her very last interview going up the steps into the doctor's office and called out Michelle Obama as being a tranny. If you don't remember that, you ought to look it up. It's interesting. But, Brazilian butt lifts, Jesus. You know, can't you just squeeze your cheeks and build them up? I mean, really. Anyway, you know, hey, just do that. And, you know, when you start busting coconuts, you know you got it. No, I'm just kidding. Just joke, please. Oh, God, that's bad humor for today. Here's one for you. Speaking of a butt job, speaking of getting punked, speaking of getting screwed, as he should have expected, Donald Trump proves that that the people that he is surrounding him are dumb as dog shit. That they are not real national patriots, but they are party gold standard members. Dr. Oz issues grim I got to get a drink. Hang on a second. Damn. Dr. Oz is becoming Dr. Stab Dr. Brutus. Dr. Brutus to the operating table. The patient is face down and on his back. It is the best time to stab the living shit out of him. In all honesty, I think the only way Dr. Oz could beat Donald Trump is, well, at night when Donald Trump's sleeping. Anyway, Dr. Oz issues a grim prognosis for Trumpism. Dr. Oz is a chicken shit run by professional handlers. And this turd is just using Donald Trump. I have zero faith in Dr. Oz. Okay? I mean, hell, I'd probably go on a date with Bill Cosby. But I sure in the hell would be careful, you know, what drinks I ordered and make sure he didn't slip anything in them. You know, I wouldn't want to go down and smoke some weed with Adam Schiff's friend. What's his name? Ed Buck, B-U-C-K, like a male deer. Yeah, I mean, he had a fetish of injecting black men with methamphetamine for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, who in the hell would get their jollies from that? I mean, if that's a sign of the Democrat Party, I don't want no part of it, okay? If that's where you have to get your money, from bunghole Satan himself, Ed Buck, then you know, maybe you're just corrupted, okay? Maybe you're just effing corrupted, okay? Rocky.
Adrian, where are you?
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone goes after the Rocky producer 47 years later, demanding that he get his rights back. Winkler produced Rocky in 1976, then all of its sequels. He owns the rights to the movies. No one knew who Stallone was before those days. And now, you know, he says, I want Rocky. I want all of it. So, yeah. He wants to get it back for his children. You're just a greedy old Italian pimp bastard. You know, remember, Sylvester Stallone really got his start in movies and such, in porn. Also, don't forget, you know, he was a soccer star. You know, he went to Europe and shot a movie so he wouldn't get drafted. Now, that's a real hero, isn't it? Let me go shoot a movie. A soccer movie with girls, and I'm coaching a girls' team. And, yeah. How do you avoid the draft if you're Rocky, Sylvester Stallone? And it's hard to say because you got The Rock, you know, little bitty Dwayne Johnson. I mean, is he just a little wanker too, like that fella over there on George Orwell's proverbial landing strip? Has everybody seen Forgotten George Orwell? You know, that Europe was essentially, you know, taken over in the war, and, you know, the United States and the landing strip are essentially fighting the world. Gosh, you know, everybody should understand it's not a training manual. But then you have people sitting around reading 1984 with a mask on, being absolutely clueless the significance and the symbolic nature of the mask. We'll be right back. God bless you.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the second hour of the Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down and join us. It's 2-4 Tuesday with the Trump assassination files coming in tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. I'll go through and I'll talk about the conspirators. I'll talk about the upcoming Denshenko trial. We'll get the truth out here. They can't censor us here. They can't silence us. I don't do a whole lot on Facebook. I do a little more on Twitter, but I post a couple, you know, notices about this show. And you know, the truth is, I don't know if they even anybody else sees it. I mean, I know people see it, I should say. But I know on Twitter, for example, where I have all about 3,700 followers or somewhere in there. I don't know. I don't keep track. I used to have almost 6,600. And then I lost 3,300 during the Great Purge. January 2020. And, so, you know, I don't push social media because it is so limited that, you say the wrong thing. It's like working for the mafia, you know, one slip of the tongue and you're in the shit, you know, you're canceled, you're eliminated, you're done. People don't seem to understand the kind of system that they have created here in the United States. They don't quite understand what they have done to our freedom and our democracy in a thirst to destroy the civil liberties of others. Because of the irresponsible behavior of some. Let's not lie to ourselves. Freedom is, as it was said, I don't even know who said it, freedom can be lost in one generation. And they've brainwashed and educated the masses of asses into who knows what today. Anyway, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Come on down, check out the site. Don't forget the Revolution Radio archives, 4 a.m. every morning. The archives are uploaded from the streaming server to the archive server, and that you can then and go and get today's programs as they are sent to the archives. So, yeah, all the shows are recorded. If you miss a show or, you know, you want to go back and listen to what, you know, Bill Johnson maybe said a few weeks ago, you can easily do that. You know, and we here at Revolution Radio, we have a wide variety of hosts. You know, because midnight starts today, and that's kind of the top of the schedule, it's Studio A. You can call to listen, 518-906-1839. Great shows, roundtable shows where you can call in. Don't forget the weekend with After Hours with Jer Bear, Free Manatee, and others, Plato's Cave, 7 to 8 a.m. before this show on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Z to Infinity with Zoe and Bryce. Don't forget Friday morning, 6 to 8 a.m., the Cabal Empire Exposed with author Joachim Hogapon. And some great shows. I'm not that, you know, educated in history. I'm not a philosopher guy. I can't tell you who in the hell wrote what back in, you know, Roman times, and I can't tell you about all that crap. Yeah, it's the stuff you learn in school to get past, and then you just forget it because it's, to you, it's useless information. I mean, I understand why people read it and save it and study it, but what they said then, and they do that because what they said in those days, in the age of the Roman Empire, is essentially true today if you look at human nature. So what the philosophers have said and observed is certainly worthy of study and looking at and remembering and thinking about. But even if you don't know what those philosophers said, if you watch society, if you watch humanity, if you watch our culture and understand human nature and what we all do, it's an amazing thing, I think, that you can, you know, that the truisms that were then are also here today. And it's unfortunate, but it's absolutely true. Yeah. So, you know, Chicago Noon, High Brew, let's not forget Voices on the Wind with Ivy West and Crypt Rick. I've been thinking. He streams on YouTube too. And the Fenton Perspective, America Free Radio, Nick with For Liberty, and Bill Johnson with Law, Your Shield That Stabs. Because remember, the law is supposed to be there to protect you. And if you are aware of what is going on, how should I say it? You can protect yourself better. But most often, it seems we sign away our rights. We sign away our liberties without a, you know, someone there to give us the legal practical advice. It's like signing all, agreeing to all the apps and shit on your phone and then bitch and moan that I got tracked. Man, I got tracked. Oh, yeah, I downloaded this game and that game and I downloaded this and I got this and that my phone. And I agreed to all of the user, you know, requirements and the patches and, you know, I pass everything and, you know, I agree to it, basically. You agree to them to track you. And then you bitch later. Hello? Hey, somebody get through your thick skull. But then again, the way the phones are today and the geo-tracking mechanisms within them that track you to literally within a few feet of where you're at. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's sheer idiocracy. Just wanted to send my condolences out to John Wayne, the host. He's 8 to 10 on, does show 8 to 10 Saturday nights. And he lost his father the other day. And that's always tough. And that really sucks. But we don't die here. You know, we go to another place. I haven't seen that place. You know, I see and I read near-death experiences, basically people that have died and come back. And, you know, I even talked to a guy one time that had died. And he said, man, dude, he says, I heard what you said, but I didn't see anything. You know, when I died, and he had a diabetic coma seizure, and he says, I didn't see anything. It was black. Question is, was he dead then? You know, I don't know. But the doctor said he was. Yeah. Well, let's get on to some other topics, because right now we're just hitting around that 911 moment of the morning. Yes, 911 moment of the morning. Where should we go? We got so many choices. It's hard to say. Yeah, hey, here's a short comedy spoof about vaccines. Yeah, if you want to know what your vaccines are all about and what the hell's going on, you know, here's an accurate pitch of what the vaccine manufacturers have essentially said to the public and the CDC, the FDA, and the failed government agencies have portrayed themselves as being buffoons like this.
Great news. The vaccine is on its way.
Oh, really?
That's right. It's a brand new mRNA vaccine. So mRNA, that's never been done before, right?
Oh, no, it's been done before. It just never made it out of the testing phase because all of the animals kept dying. But it'll be different this time.
How so?
Well, we're not going to do the animal testing. So
you're just going to go straight to testing on humans?
Yeah, you could say that.
I mean, even so, don't most vaccines take years to develop and decades to test?
It's here. The vaccine is here.
Already?
That's right. It's here and it's 100% effective. No transmission, no infection. You don't have to wear a mask or stay locked down anymore.
Wow, really?
Yep. I mean, except for the things about the mask and lockdown. Yep.
Okay, but it's 100% effective?
That's right, 90% effective. And frankly, 85% effectiveness is really incredible.
Oh, so it's only like 85% effective?
Not quite. It's more like 75%. But hey, 65% still very good. I mean, they said we'd never even get to 50% effectiveness, and we did, almost. So 40%, really great achievement.
So it's only like 40% effective now?
For a bit.
A bit?
I mean, it wears off. So.
Well, after how long?
Like 4 to 6.
4 to 6 what?
Booster shots a year.
Okay, so it really only works like right after you get the shot.
Well, not right after, because we don't even consider you vaccinated until 2 weeks after your second shot, so.
Okay, so it takes like a month for the shots to work, but it wears off, and even then it only gives you mild protection, but you have to get boosters that also wear off. You still have to wear a mask, and you can still get COVID, and you still have to stay home. and there are rare but serious side effects, and all of this over a virus that has a survival rate of over 99.5%.
Whoa. I never said anything about serious side effects.
Are there, though?
Certainly none I've ever discussed.
Yeah, but have there been reports of serious side effects?
No. I mean, except for, like, AIDS or whatever.
Did you say AIDS?
Yeah, basically you, like, get AIDS, and then there's this heart thing where your heart explodes, and sometimes half your face falls asleep forever, and almost everybody gets extreme nausea and pain at the site of the injection. Sometimes they just die right there at the injection site, but we're not sure that's caused by the vaccine, so we will not be looking into it.
I cannot believe that pharmaceutical companies would actually release this to the American people.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. They're completely indemnified against any wrongdoing, so they'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Look, a vaccine is literally the only plan I have.
Great. That's right. I mean, that stupid, sarcastic pitch, vaccine pitch meeting, you know, this is just how crazy they are. Okay. Now, people should take that as sarcasm. They shouldn't take it seriously. But if you look at what the people in power, what the FDA, what the CDC, and what Pfizer and Moderna said about their vaccines, you will find that they lied completely and thoroughly about the effectiveness, the efficiency, and everything else about that vaccine. And it really is about making money. And if it's not about making money, the only other thing it could be about then is population control. Unless they're just what is happening basically is as the people die from the vaccine and its side effects, those deaths will be blamed on COVID one way or another, or one thing of another. Since the vaccine does not prevent you from getting the disease, you know, that's why the CDC changed its definition of a vaccine. And they discussed it in the emails. That was one of the things that Jim Fetzer talked about yesterday. Now, we had some technical difficulties. I think about quarter after one. And Eastern time. So, you know, Jim's show got interrupted. And Jim has put it up on BitChute. You can go to James Fetzer on BitChute or jamesfetzer.org, and you could find that if you want to go hear what the interview. It was a good interview, and I'm trying to kind of go back and forth, and then I even got kicked offline as we had thunderstorms move through here, and so I don't know what's going on with our service, but you know, we've got intermittent outages now when the storms come in. The hangover of Iran still going down, you know, with the CIA overthrow of Iran, and then the resurgence of the Muslims. To essentially take their country back in a religious type push. Now, here's one for you. In one province, the police chief of the Karamesh province in western Iran announced that 1,700 women have been summoned to the police station for improper veiling. That's right. They didn't put their mask on. They didn't put on their slave attire. They didn't put on the required religious decorations that are essentially used to keep the population under control. I probably piss a lot of people off, but I, you know, even though, you know, the way Islam is, it's more, I think it's more of a political system than a religion. But then again, if you look at the Catholic Church and you look at the, you know, early cultures in Europe, you know, and even Africa, you know, hey, you know, the, you know, the religious dogma of whatever it is, I mean, that is often the rule of law. And I think people get lost in these facts that, you know, religion, you know, is, you know, one of the most ancient control systems that we have on this planet to keep the population not under control, but also keep their mind occupied. And it's, you know, there are so many things that we don't know and understand about our universe and about our existence. We can't even conceive. You know, most humans can't even conceive the fact that the planet that we live on, that's bombarded by electromagnetic radiation in a wide spectrum, that as it enters our atmosphere, some of it is filtered out and some of it interacts with the part with the oxygen in the end, the atmosphere, I should say. It's broader than just oxygen. And you get a blue sky because the electromagnetic visible spectrum that's visible to us. Remember, different animals can see in different spectrums, maybe is a good way to put it. Okay, you know, many animals are said to only see in black and white. How true that is, I'm not 100% sure. I believe to be mostly true, mostly from observations that humans and we have made over time. But, you know, we have to understand that what we're actually seeing is the reflection. And that, you know, what is not reflecting and being absorbed into the material is, you know, is that what we see as the color? Or is it what is reflected as we see in the color? Or what is not reflected? And we end, I mean, that's just, I'm just rambling, I guess, right now. But, you know, we have to get past this religiosity, maybe, I don't know what you want to call it, and the dogma that goes with all of the different religions. It's truly, it can be truly disruptive. Not saying that there isn't what we would call a God. Not saying that there isn't something else beyond this realm. Because I know there is. I'm just saying that, you know, every religion seems to put this idea and this dogma in its own context. And often it's cultural. And, you know, but then again, if we, like I said, you know, Islam, you know, if you didn't agree, you were murdered. So, yeah. Not a healthy thing for today. Here's one for you. Here, just this guy put out a little clip, and I'm not sure which one I should play. Here's Let me see. Okay, I got three clips here. All right, let's start with this one.
Racist, transphobic, sexist, homophobic, bigot. You know what's funny about those names? The people calling you those names think men can give birth. The people who call you those names preach tolerance while they cancel anyone who disagrees with them. The people calling you those names think you're a fascist while they violently and aggressively try to shut down your constitutional rights. The people calling you those names think 18 is too young to own a firearm, but third grade is old enough to change genders. The people calling you those names think they have all the answers because they get their facts from the mainstream news. The people calling you those names are the people who think words are actual violence. Just think about that for a second. So when somebody calls you these names, remember two things. One, they're just names. And two, they are coming from the least reliable source on planet Earth. Go check out my new music video, Names. I'm Tom McDonald, and download the song on iTunes or Amazon. Racist. All right.
Come on, Tom. Hold on now. Yeah. I mean, it's sheer crazy. This, a judge blocked, this sick bastard from Pennsylvania, Mr. Levine, judge blocks Biden guidelines protecting transgender Americans. In other words, they're trying to make transgendered a class of citizens. That we must accept their sexual dysphoria. We must accept that that they are sick and confused, and we're supposed to treat it like it's normal. And these bastards want to prevent children from going into puberty. That's the real thing. I mean, and then they want to have, of course, reconstructive surgery. They want to change the plumbing. But you still can't get rid of the XX chromosome, can you? Yeah. Sheer crazy, isn't it? Here's America's rear admiral. Oh my God, I hit the brake. I'm sorry. We'll have to wait to hear from the Rear Admiral after the break.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hybrid thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for free association. when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at buyer risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Get through today's world, you almost have to be insane in the membrane. In fact, if you are not equipped to do mental gymnastics, do not venture outside your door on the internet, because you will get eaten up by the wolves. Come on down, join us, freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. Well, you knew it was bound to happen. After 400 police officers responded to the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, where officers held back one of their own from charging in while the shooting was going on in the hallway, prevented him from going down the hallway to the classrooms, holding him back. More than a dozen officers breached the building, but they didn't dare go down and confront the gunman. He, I don't know why. You know, peace officers are supposed to be the ones that when they hear the problem, they run to it. They run toward it. That's what a real policeman, peace officer does to me. I couldn't, no way I would hold my friend back, my buddy, my fellow police officer. I would not hold him back from going down there and, you know, helping him and stop him from confronting the mass shooter. Really? I mean, what the hell? It's 30 yards down, 20 yards down the hallway, 60 feet, 70 feet, maybe. They had a little cover. They could have scoot and shoot. There was more than enough people there to give them, all of them cover. Cover fire if somebody came out and started shooting at them. But no. No. Man, I guess I feel too much because I couldn't live with myself if I did that. If I just stood there, knowing that I had the gun and I had the power and I had the badge to charge down that hallway, get in position, and at least to be able to accurately assess the situation and then take the bastard out. Not 40 minutes of some guy runs in with a shotgun, runs down the hall, opens, knocks the door open and blasts the kid. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. A poll, Americans put more faith in a good guy with a gun to shoot a mass killer than the police. Of course, just recently, just as Sunday night, guy with a long gun in a mall. As he started to shoot people in the food court, somebody with a gun shot him. And according to the sheriff, he made quite a long shot to shoot the guy, to kill him. And that, you know, he was not part of the military. He was not law enforcement, nor never had been. But he's a private individual with a gun that practices to shoot. Now, I don't know. Maybe he had one of those laser sights, too. I don't really, you know, you can put a dot on somebody and know if he's, you know, squeezed the trigger appropriately without jerking it, you're going to be on that dot. But yeah, more Americans now trust a good guy with a gun than a police officer. National Public Radio, NPR, better known as National Propaganda Radio, has caught a lot of flack after it announced a disinformation team. The consistent propaganda coming out of NPR that uses news and information sourced from the biggest news and information misinformers and disinformation experts on the planet. ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News. Don't forget Associated Propaganda, good old AP. And Reuters, yes, they're like the used car salesman of honest news. It's honest. It's true. I'm sorry. It's honest. I'm honest John, the car salesman, selling news now. Yeah. About don't believe a damn word they say. Don't believe a word. It's like the New York Times, the toilet paper of record, getting a Pulitzer Prize for printing lies about Donald Trump in a political hit job. They wrote fiction and called it news. You don't hear a damn one of them talking about the FBI's complicity, the FBI conspiracy to get Trump, along with Hillary Clinton's in on it, and Barack Obama. Oh, I'll talk about that shit tonight. I'll muckrake these bastards the way they need to be muckraked. And what I need to do is get my ass out here and get my trailer straightened out, get me a couple wheels, and, you know, I guess just start and do 1 hour to 2 hour talks on the road, any place anybody would have me. Of course, take some gas money, but I think we could do it. What else we got going on here? Oh, my God. Monkeypox. Hey, they're all lining up. They're all lining up for asspox. Asspox. Vaccinations. Sorry. I just call it asspox because this version is essentially has come from the same place that HIV did. Now, HIV is, of course, a type of AIDS, an acquired immune deficiency syndrome. HIV. People have twisted so much stuff around in all of that debate, and the same way with monkeypox now. And they're hyping it up as the next pandemic. But if you didn't hear, there's a Marburg pandemic going on in Africa right now. But don't worry, I don't think it'll spread too far because it's so deadly. And high mortality rate. But, you know, we have the ongoing, you know, Wuhan flu escaped viral weapon. Australia, or excuse me, New Zealand. New Zealand that has commanded and demanded everybody get a COVID shot. Ban you from society, basically, if you don't. Mask wearing, tracking, everything. And now they're locking back down because of new COVID measures, because of skyrocketing cases. Hey, listen, if it doesn't prevent a disease, it is not a vaccine. Period. End of story. It's a treatment. I can go to the grocery store. I can go to the pharmaceutical or the pharmacy, you know, CVS or Walgreens or someplace. I can go over there and there's all kinds of treatments for colds and flus and all that other stuff. Yeah. So the craziness as it is, these effing idiots are trying to micromanage society to zero illness tolerance, okay? And forcing people to take something that doesn't protect them. And then as the Canadian clown said, a 1 in 5,000 chance of getting myocarditis for children. 99.99% survival rate? And particularly for children? And we're supposed to believe that this is supposed to be good for children? And it's guaranteed that 1 out of 5,000 will get myocarditis, and even less than that would even get sick and die. The shift in the thinking, the risk analysis, and the idea of government and how they can intrude in our lives has completely gone off the rails. It's just idiocracy today. Well, you go to Hawaii, see the beautiful beaches, experience the massive waves that just hit. Oh, that's the second follow-up to this, because that's hilarious in itself. But earlier this month, five parks across the Hawaii Islands, Hawaii Island of Oahu, has been put out, discouraging residents from feeding wild chickens. Now, the problem is, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken just isn't doing its job. You know, I mean, do they got to bring in, you know, Popeyes or somebody that, you know, or Chick-fil-A, you know, to round up all the wild chickens? I mean, let's be honest. We know chickens aren't native to the Hawaiian Islands. We know they were brought there, you know, and the government says, well, you know, farmers lose one or two here and there, and people have them and then just let them loose and let them run, and then they get wild. And but I guess there's no way to catch a wild chicken. I mean, anyway, complaints from homeowners dealing with the wild animals in private and public spaces, primarily because of the noise. Yes, you know, having wild chickens and wild roosters crowing, I mean, the good part is, you know, you should be able to go out and capture them if you're a person. And you're telling me nobody wants to go out and get them, lock them up, grow them up, and then eat them? Well, I guess it's like when the grocery stores get empty enough, when people get poor enough, you will never see a road-killed animal along the highway for more than a few minutes. And I admit I'm guilty. I pick up a dead deer if I know it's really fresh, or if it's on the colder side, you know, temperature wise, you know. But it's not for everybody, because if you don't know how to judge the meat and whether it's good or not, and you know, what if, you know, the stomach cavity gets popped, and what if, and that, and you know, a lot of people aren't. I hate to say it, but a lot of people haven't grown up with any of those experiences, so they would never know what is good and what is not good as far as road-killed animals and such. But feral chickens in Hawaii? Man, I'm telling you. Hey, Kentucky Fried Chicken ought to have a good pineapple chicken recipe, and I haven't seen it. Maybe it's local in Hawaii or something, but, you know, pineapple chicken, man, I'm telling you, that's a winner. I think that's a winner. What else we got going on here? We just got a few minutes to the end of the show, and let's see what's on the mainstream scream media. UK shatters record high temperatures. Pretty crazy. Secret Service coming up on deadline to turn over the elusive January 6th text messages. Yes, the Secret Service and the Inspector General's office has said we are tracking down those and we should have them to you next week. The deleted text messages from Secret Service agents. Look, if we can do that, can we get all of the deleted files from Sideshow Bob the Turd, Robert Mueller? Yeah, Robert Mueller, you know, the one who spent $40 million and couldn't figure out that Christopher Steele was working for Hillary Clinton. and that it was all political counterintelligence and espionage run from out of the UK and then put into the hands of, well, people that had and were affected by TDS. That's right, TDS, one of the biggest phenomena to hit in 2015 and 2016. We're still seeing the hangover today. And there's still people with serious cases of Trump derangement syndrome out here. Yeah. China vows strong measures if Pelosi goes through with a visit in Taiwan. Also, China upset that the United States is getting ready to send another $100 million worth of weapons to Taiwan. It's also been reported that the people that were, individuals that were exposed without protective equipment to the Ukrainian plane crash that happened in Greece the other day, the arms shipment coming from, well, who knows where, to Bangladesh, that that people who had been exposed to the toxic fumes of that wreck said their lips became numb and blue. Not sure what that is a sign of, but it's some type of, something, some kind of agent of some kind. Yeah. Let's see what else we got going on here. Place where Biden planted off, where Joe Biden fell off his bicycle has been, named on Google Maps as Brandon Falls. There's even a bicycle shop with 5-star reviews. Yes, how the internet can be used to punk people. Charges dropped against Stephen Colbert's Late Show team that was shooting a comedic sketch in the Capitol building. They were arrested for unlawful entry the second time. And the U.S. attorney is declining to prosecute the case, while also the specific attorney that declined to prosecute is prosecuting, that's right, the January 6th defendants. Many that walked in through open doors with no guards, with nothing. So how were they to know? Let's see, 19% of the population lives in China and India. Wow, amazing thing. Where are we going here? Climate change dictates are self-destructive. Nah, really? Imagine that. U.S. signal Ukraine it can use HIMARS against Russian targets in Crimea. Ooh, okay, that's doomsday, guys. Look, the United States of America and its proxy war is taking another notch. And this is very dangerous. You know, Russia should be kicking itself in the ass because as soon as the United States committed the overthrow of Ukraine in 2014, they should have marched in then. The United States of America overthrew the legitimate government of Ukraine. And nothing will ever change that fact. And that it has been downhill for Ukraine ever since. the president of Turkey, Recep Erdogan, delusional today, believes that he can freeze Finland and Sweden's NATO bids at any time. And, well, I just think that, you know, I've thought for years the best thing that NATO could do would be to eject Turkey from the alliance and then take the alliance and completely shut it down. And that let the nations of Europe themselves be free from their vassal slave relationships that they have with the United States of America. I'm sorry, but if you're British, or if you're French, if you're German, if you're Italian, if you're Dutch, I apologize, but you're America's bitches. You're vassal states of this New World Order America is pushing. Your country has already been lost. You know, you joined the European Union, and you essentially committed Harry Caray and joined the national fascists and socialists in their world government and their world power. Klaus Schwab should be arrested. Members of the Council on Foreign Relations, they should be arrested in every nation. The Bilderberg Group, the World Economic Forum, and all of the people that they have slipped into the power structures of the world should be arrested. They're more dangerous than the Chinese. And the problem is the Chinese believe that they are the ally and the friend of the World Economic Forum and expect to have favor with them in the future. Fools and slaves. Might as well just go back to smoking opium over there in China. God bless. Good day. And good luck.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear.
are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday